So, here we go. Hold on. Would you rather...
Sarah's just shut off.
Sorry, team.
No, all good.
Chad said he was going to take the dog for a walk, and then I could hear the toilet flushing, and I could hear Max talking.
So,
just needed... But Chad's there.
Ah.
He hasn't gone yet.
You'll be just like abandoned, man. No, you'll be all right on your own, mate. Welcome to the Beauty School Dropout Podcast, where we will use our salon wisdom and questionable life experience in an endeavor to fix your life, because a good hairdresser is cheaper than a therapist. This week, we've got Kate, Sarah, and me. How's everyone?
Tired.
Now, Kate, I'm only going to ask you how your weekend was, since Sarah and I's weekend is the topic of discussion this week. So how was your weekend?
Well, so the reason why I wasn't at QMU car shows, because I contracted some type of horrible sickness that was horrible. Not Yay. In the way that COVID is, some sort of gastro situation. So I spent the week and the weekend recovering, apart from the Sunday where I ended up going to my friend's dad's funeral.
Oh, yay.
Exciting weekend, yeah.
Yeah, what a fucking week.
Riveting.
Well, as much as we missed you, we're glad you didn't bring your stomach virus to QMU.
Namely,
because we're a long way away from bathrooms and it was really fucking hot. You would have hated it.
Yeah.
We were melting.
Yeah, no. I was very upset with having to drive my hour and a half drive to the office this morning. Almost didn't make it.
Oh, God.
TMI. Thanks for listening, guys. But it was very interesting, the drive into the office today. But you know what? I ate some toast, so today's a good day.
Well, I'm pleased that there's been some improvement, albeit slow improvement. Yeah, Tony was like, I can cut this bit out if you would prefer me to, Kate. But when Tony was like, so how come Kate's not there? I feel like QMU's something that she'd like power through. And I was like, oh, she offered to, but she's got the shits. And he's like, oh.
Leave it in. That's content. Not just the shits, mate. And it was horrible because, like, we're renovating our bathroom at the moment and we can't use the bathroom, like our bath, or we have no shower. So, like, I was just a puddle of sweat in, like, cloth bath while got the fever going. It was horrible. My mum ended up having to come over and, like, look after me for a couple minutes before Logan came home. So I was just a mess.
Oh, God. Oh, you poor thing.
Enjoyable. Well. 10 out of 10. Do it again. No.
Well, we very much missed having you at QMU.
Oh, thanks.
There was no one to harass my ass.
A lot of people asked where you were, and I didn't tell them that you had the shits.
Oh, why not? How funny would that be?
Oh, she's really sick. They're like, oh, I hope she gets better soon. Is she okay? Is it COVID? And I was like, who knows?
Well, I mean, if they listen to the pod, they know exactly what I had now. Yeah. So. And I'm sure they would totally understand me not being able to come.
Yeah. Well, yes, on the topic of QMU, this weekend just gone was the QMU Classic Car and Hot Rod Festival, which we've been fairly constant at for the last five. We worked out it was 5 years, eh, Sarah?
I've been doing it for four. Was it four? Yeah, four.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah. So we've been, five-ish years. Roughly five years. But it's a really cool event for us. And, like, I mean, it's a really cool event, full stop. But particularly for us, because roughly five-ish years ago, the QMU guys, we'd gone once and it was kind of rubbish for us and the weather was shit and we were outside in a gazebo. And by we, it wasn't me. I wasn't there. I was in Wanganui doing hair and makeup for a wedding. But the girls that went out made like $70. Everything blew over. Stuff got really wet. It was just a nightmare. So we're like, no, never again. We're just not, we can't do that again. And so we didn't go back the following year. And the organizers were like, why the beauty school dropout's not here, to the like the market coordinator. And she was like, oh, they made no money last year, so they're not coming back. And the organizers were like, what did you do to convince them? And she was like, nothing. If they're not making money, I can't give them just money to come. And they were like, huh. And so when we ran into them at the MOTAT, like, because we used to work the MOTAT Mother's Day event every year, where they would pay us to bring X number of stylists to work all day and provide free mini makeovers for their like punters and the guests and stuff. So when we ran into the QMU organizers, they'd come through the Mother's Day event and were like, how does this work? How do you do this? Can we do this? I kind of expected them to just say no, like when we said, this is our right, this is what we need, and we need to be inside. And they were like, yep, cool. And after that, I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then I, for about 6 months, panicked because I didn't hear anything back again, and I panicked that they'd changed their mind. And I was like promising people like, hi, if you come to the show, work for us, this is how much money you'll make for the week, like for the weekend, and everyone's golden. But then, you know, kept panicking that they might have just sort of said yes and then weren't planning on going through with it. So when they did, it was great. And yeah, it was supposed to be just for their like 25th anniversary QMU event, but it went down really well, so they've kept bringing us back year after year, which is great. Aside from me now, you've been the longest standing QMU beauty school dropout, Sarah. What's your favourite part of the QMU event?
Pre-working for you guys or since working for you guys?
I guess pre-working for us helps too, like I guess because you've been as a punter as well as a vendor.
Yeah. No, it's just for me as a punter, for me, it's great because I just love going and looking at all the cars and the people watching. Oh my God, the people watching is hilarious. Like,
it is one of the best shows for that kind of thing, hey?
What was your saying this weekend?
QMU's a lawless wasteland.
Yeah, that's it. That's the perfect description of it, just watching people. But yeah, the swap meets and the different things they have to, like, they have like different shows and things like that going, like different what's the word I'm looking for? My brain is fried, by the way. I'm still tired from the weekend.
Yeah, no, because they've got like, yeah, heaps of different like contesty things happening, and they've got different performances going on, and they've got lots of like, I know, I remember one year there was like a wood chopping, cutting trees down with the saw kind of situation competition, and then there's like the jet car, and but there's all kinds of stuff. One year they had a beard competition for a couple of years, and then I was talking to Ken, Mr. QMU Classic Car and Hot Rod Show, and he was saying on Sunday that next year he reckons they're going to have a mullet competition for the lads.
Which I think would be amazing.
So good.
Especially if we can try and convince them to come in and have something done.
Oh my God, yes! How cool would that be? Do you want some curls in your mullet?
it's a pretty cool event. And like, my Facebook memories popped up the other day showing the one time I went to QMU before it started being my job. So, and like wandering around, I burnt like a lobster because I didn't realize it was like totally and completely outside the whole time, and I just got absolutely roasted. But it is like, it's just cars forever, and the cool thing about it for me, I think, is just that like it is not just, because you know, things like beach hop and stuff are kind of a bit of a spectator sport where like heaps of classic cars and they're quite particular about them and people can come down and have a look and what have you, but like it has more of that specifically vintage vibe to it. Like QMU, it's kind of everyone. So there's like hot rodders, there's the swap meters, there's a bunch of like proper West Auckland bogans, there's people driving around on motorized chili bins, there's people who have like built motorbikes out of miscellaneous spare bits and like Frankenstein hot rods together and stuff. Like it's just really cool to see the difference between all the different like hot rod classic car combinations that you could have in any one event, and they're all there all at once.
I just love the fact as well, it's like all the display, like they've got the normal display cars that you find at the shows, but they also have a car park area, whereas if you've got some form of project car or some sort of car that you're proud of, there's a display area that you can actually park that car. Like, so my husband's had a couple of different project cars over the years that we've been able to take in. They're not a hot rod, they're not a classic or anything like that. They're just fun cars, and we've been able to just park them in there. And it's amazing just wandering around there. People come up and chat to you like, oh wow, that looks amazing, what have you done, like what's under the hood, and like they just really get into like every type of vehicle, which is amazing.
And it is really cool because, like, you know, obviously there's like some pretty flash looking muscle cars that are in the gazebos out the front, and then there are, you know, like all the like very very immaculate display cars, but yeah, there are also so many that are just people who are really passionate about their, like, their vehicle that they've brought and they want to talk about it. And, like, it is, it's just really cool because it is such a mix. Kate? I know. Oh, what?
Sorry. I was about to say, even 1 year, I remember the car club that me and my husband were part of way back, they ended up parking up all together and having, like, a little display area in there. And it's amazing. You just, anything. It's cool.
No, it's a really cool networking event too. And, like, obviously, we mentioned it in the last podcast. Oh, yeah, I didn't mention anything about not being here last week. All of us had shit to do, so we just didn't do it. And that might be the way that things are going forward. Sometimes we might just miss podcasts, and that's okay, and you'll have to deal with it.
I literally had shit to do. So.
Yeah. Oh, good grief. So, well, live from Kate's bathroom, welcome to the Beauty School Dropouts podcast. The Beauty School Dropouts poo cast. No, so last week when we were talking about like Christmas and summer and what have you, last podcast, we'd mentioned that we are now the proud owners of a 1957 Morris Minor. So Tony was very excited that he was like wandering around the swap meet looking for Morrie parts and checking out other people's cars and seeing what they've got and making contacts with people who have Morrie parts and or know how to get things. And like, it was quite cute, really. He was quite excited. But he also, because we recently got, well, I say recently, in like September, we got a forge. So he was around at the swap meet most of the day looking for like bits of scrap that he could turn into other things. And I was like, oh, you know, how was your day? Like, how's your morning? Get anything exciting? He's like, yeah, I bought a bucket of horseshoes. So, expect some weird horseshoe decor in our house, I guess, because we've now got a bucket of horseshoes. And he's like, I'm going to make wall hooks. Okay.
Sweet.
So we'll see how that goes.
We'll take 10.
Sweet. Now, I know you weren't at this QMU, obviously, Kate, but you have done many a QMU in the past. What's your favourite bit about it?
Probably I like the smoked meats and like the smells of the food. And like all the barbecuing and stuff is, it's cool to like watch people get super into it and like the smell and like talk to them about their marinades and stuff. I'm salivating talking about this. And yeah, I think like that's probably my favorite part. Usually when, or the last time that I was at QMU, my partner and my mum came, but they both just walked around and enjoyed the festival and ate all the food and told me about it and told me the whole of the dream. And I was like, cool, shut up. I'm working. So that's probably my favorite part. But I heard that Kim.com's car was there, that Elvis.
Oh, yeah, the Cadillac.
Yeah. Did you see it?
No, we arrived in the shed at ungodly o'clock in the morning and left when everything was closing. So I didn't look at anything. But I know, like, because we had obviously Sarah working with us, but we had a few bonus extras and they got to go out and check out some of the cars and stuff a bit more on Sunday when it quietened down for us. So they might have. That's a good point, actually. Might touch on that because with the way that QMU works, we can guarantee a set rate of pay for people that we have working with us. So we kind of, it's like a good event for us to bring new people along to and sort of trial them, because You know, that way then no one feels like they're under any time pressure and they can really sort of like get into the swing of things and at a pace that they're comfortable with, and like there's no real risk to potential earnings because either way they make the same amount, and if it takes a little bit longer than they would like, but it doesn't really matter because people are getting their hair done for free or their makeup done for free, so they can't really complain if it just takes that little bit longer or an extra couple of minutes here and there. So because of that, we had arranged, because they pay us for stylists, right? And we had, it normally would have been the three of us, but because I'm a bit useless now, was like, well, they pay us for three stylists, so yeah, because it was, I'm a bit useless, it was like, right, well, we'll see who we can fill the gap with. So we brought Holly along, Miss Polly Rose, and so she came and worked for us for the weekend, just to sort of like, you know, see, because she goes to all the events and is around and about, and obviously she does her own hair, but she's also a makeup artist, and sort of figured, oh, we'll bring her along, see if she's like a good fit with the team and like wouldn't run screaming when the chaos set in, just to sort of see if she could maybe come and help us out on some of the busier events that we have coming up. So possibly expect to see Holly around and about with us at some things soon. She's going to come and give us a hand on the Saturday morning at Beach Hop when our carnage scale is quite high. And then obviously when poor Kate was stricken down with her, you know, mystery illness. And was, yeah, when you were like debating whether you were going to tough it out and come along or call in sick. It just sort of happened that I'd not long gotten a message from Heidi in Melbourne. She's Love Heidi Hart on Instagram. And she is an incredible makeup artist and hairstylist and photographer who is, yeah, based in Melbourne, but is from here. And she was over in New Zealand for a couple of weeks, and she'd sort of said like, hey, want to catch up for a quick little photo shoot or something, and it would be cool to chat about possibly teaming up and doing hair and makeup at some car shows in Australia. So while I was chatting to her, I was like, hey, so about this teaming up thing, I know you said car shows in Australia, but we have one this weekend and Kate is dying, so can you come and work for us for the weekend? And thank God she did, because it was carnage, Kate. Absolute carnage. This was the busiest QMU we have ever had.
Oh, Saturday, really? I didn't stop until 4 o'clock.
It was fucking mad. Like, because normally with QMU, like, it ebbs and flows quite a lot, and normally we're in the shed with the stage for the pageant, and it's like just us. Sometimes, like, Rosalina with the dresses and things for the kids, but more often than not, it's, like, just us, the caricature guy, and the stage, and it's super, super chill, and, like, it, around pageant time, it gets really busy, and then it sort of ebbs off again, and then around pageant time again, it gets really busy, because the QMU best dressed slash pin-up pageant competition things, they've got, like, five of them that run throughout the day. They used to be spread over the weekend, but they're all on Saturday now, just because that way then it's easier to get judges and things. But yeah, I mean, and also because this time round, with VVDO having to be cancelled and the owners of VVDO also being the owners of QMU, they'd sort of set up like a very vintage mini market inside in the sheds with us. And because of that, people were coming along and looking through the sheds, and I think more people noticed that we were there. And because we had a big sign that said free mini makeovers, yeah, it was just absolute chaos all day. It was mad. Yes. I kept looking around and thinking, like, how have we got this many people? And everyone's like, oh, you know, oh, so good for you guys, you're so busy. And it's like, we get paid a flat rate, so it's too busy.
Also, Kate, you know how I always end up doing like a lot of braids?
Yeah.
I did 3 lots of braids for the whole weekend.
Yay, Elsa's out.
Hey, I enjoy the braids. I love doing the braids.
I would just like to let you know, I was thinking about this the other day, and I did some really nice fishtail braids. No, they weren't fishtail. What were they? The, oh my God, reverse French braid. What is the word?
Dutch braid.
Thank you. Speak English, Kate. And I did some really nice, really tight ones. And I was like, Sarah would be so proud of me. Not for the life of me, can't do it on another person. But I can do it on myself, fine.
Yeah, it's a bit of a backwardsy one. You did some really cute space buns, though, Sarah. I saw some
yeah.
right back into the old Y2K teenage girls wanting to be exactly like the magazines thought teenage girls when we were kids wanted to look like. So that was terrifying.
Yeah.
but they look really cute.
Oh, that girl was so funny though. She was like, I was like, oh, you know, what would you like done with your hair? And she's like, I don't know. I'm like, do you want something vintage? She's like, oh yeah, yeah, I want vintage. I'm like, cool. Do you want like victory rolls? Or, you know, I was just throwing a couple of different, like our usual standard vintage. I'd, oh no, no, no. And I'm like, oh, so what are you thinking then? She's like, can I have like some buns on the top? I'm like, yeah, we can do some buns on the top. Do you want me to do like a little braid going back into the buns? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'll be really cool and vintage.
Oh, it's official. We're 1,000 years old, guys.
That I don't like that word.
No, she did look really cute. But yeah, I mean, that is the other cool thing about QMU. Like, I know that obviously we were very busy. I know for a fact we wouldn't be busy like that if people were having to pay to come and get their hair done. So, you know, obviously it's sort of a bit of a catch-22 there. But because it's free, people are so willing to just come up and say, like, what can you do? And we're like, what do you want? And we can kind of figure it out. And like, you know, whether it's usually a lot of tiny kids who want glitter on their faces, but this time around there were a lot who just wanted really big eyelashes, thanks. It was like, you are so small. So small. And then giant eyelashes. Sending out like baby toddlers and tiaras.
We were.
Have we found any hair glitter yet?
Say what?
Have we found any hair glitter hairspray yet?
I haven't got the hairspray, but I do have like a glitter gel that works quite well in the hair. Like, you know, sticks nicely. Lots of different textures of glitter and stuff, which is fun. So I've got those. I've got those in my spare kit.
I might go bring some to Beach Hop. I feel like the hair glitter is the go. I think last year it was that glue that would not move, you know, in November. And yeah. I feel like the hairspray, the glue that would not move. And then this year it's the glitter hairspray. And I'm going to spray it on Nicole and Sarah when they're sleeping so that they'll have it for the next 3 years on their hair.
What a good friend.
Sarah's face. She's like, excuse me. Watch yourself.
Hey, Kate, remember, revenge is a dish best served cold.
Oh, no.
Also, probably remember that Sarah gets up way earlier than you.
That is correct. Shit.
She has her shit together way more in the mornings than any of us.
Yeah.
I have to get up early, otherwise, I wouldn't. I gotta wake up.
Oh, wait, no, Nicole gets up pretty quick. Like early, like that girl's asleep as soon as her head hits the pillow, I know. And then she's awake at like God knows what hour, opening the curtains God knows what hour, 20 minutes before my alarm goes off. Not complaining, Nicole.
It's all right, she probably won't listen to this, she's on holiday.
Lucky thing.
Poor Holly, because Holly lives in Hamilton, and rather than commute, she just stayed with me. But obviously, I mean, you guys have been to our house, it's chaos, and I am not, like, a fun person to be around after events because I'm tired and whingy and I can't string a sentence together. And I think she was very worried. Because, like, as soon as I switch off from customer service Fran, I just turn into sort of, like, blithering idiot Fran. Like, I couldn't make words happen. And, like, we're sitting on the couch and we'd ordered dinner, and I was just, like, lying half on the couch, half on the floor. She's like, all right, food's up. Do you want me to serve yours up for you? And I was like, no, it's fine. Tony will bring a small table over, and then I will try and eat food if I can coordinate moving my hands at the same time. She's like, oh, God, are you all right? It's like, no. It's like, poor girl seems to think that I have my shit together until she sees me after an event. It's like, ooh, no.
Well, she'll see us. Oh, no, wait, she's not. Is she staying with us for Beach Hop?
Nah, she's staying with her girl gang.
She won't see us in our full beauty of hair tied up, don't fucking talk to me, kind of crying, eating food.
Face mask.
Yeah. Legs up in the hallway, me pressing the singing fish on the wall.
We had, who was it? Someone was talking about, one of the people we had come through the stall on the weekend was talking about listening to the podcast, and she said, oh, you know, I just can't get over that story of Kate, you know, the way Kate sort of retells it and all the,
which one?
You know, the Nicole getting all dressed in her fancy lingerie and Kate stomping around in the background. She's like, oh, she's so funny. And it's like, yeah, she's hilarious. Actually, it might have been Rosalina. But yes, and she was very impressed. She's like, I still remember that she bought that shirt from me, and she just put it on and tied it up like it was just nothing. And I thought, that's a man's shirt, but she makes it look good. So now I've been telling other people they should try it. It's like, imagine thinking that Kate invented tying up a shirt.
I keep meaning to put that shirt on, but I just can't find an outfit that goes with it right now. Oh, wait, I just thought of one. Oh, I can use that. Never mind. I've been, that like, sitting there. It's just, like, sitting in my wardrobe, and I'm like, what can I wear you with? Because I don't fit the skirt that I used to wear it with. But I thought of it. Excellent. Exciting.
Well, did we do anything else at QMU? We had, I mean, it was so chaotic on Saturday, Kate. You, honestly, you would have hated every minute of it in the same way that we did, but we'll love it and we'll still come back, you know? But, like, fuck me. So I've got, like, because I've got my standard gigantic 2.5 litre water bottle, and I drank the entire thing by, like, midday, and I didn't pee once because I just sweated it all out.
Oh, lordy.
It was disgusting. And I got home and I'd brought a spare t-shirt with me because I always do because I'm just a sweaty nightmare of a human being. But yeah, took it off when I got home and I just sort of like peel it off. It's like, oh no.
See, so bleak. Guys, this is the reality. It's not glamour at all.
No. So I was like, oh, you know, you never seem to put makeup on for these things. And I was like, it's because it would sweat off within minutes. Like, absolutely fucking not. And as I'm sitting there, like, with a hand fan and I have, like, face deodorant on, which, on that note, to try my favorite, I have, like, a facial antiperspirant, right? And there's this, like, excellent 3B one, but I had to get a new one. And this one is a roll-on, which seems insane, because you just have to sit there and, like, roll deodorant onto your face. Like, it just, and it, because it just doesn't, like... The other one that I had, I really liked because it just looks like you're putting a moisturizer on or something. Like, you squeeze it a little bit out of a tube and then you just... But the fact that I had to just sort of sit there, like, behind the desk, like, rolling
what
definitely
looks
like a roll-on deodorant onto my face. So bleak. Well, that's, yeah, I guess that's QMU done for another year. We've already been locked back in for next year, which is great. I don't know why I'm always worried that they're going to be like, no, you guys are on your own now, bye. Or no, we don't want you back. But they always seem to want us back. And it's always a relief when they actually do. So come and see us next year if you're planning your trip to QMU. We'll be around with our loads and loads of nonsense. Oh, Sarah, I mean, we had all our stock. We sold like an insane number of vintage headscarves this time.
Yeah.
And like... We always sell quite a few scarves, but normally people pick the, like, slightly cheaper normal scarves. But I guess because they're not paying for their hair and makeup, they can kind of splurge a little bit on accessories. But, yeah, sold heaps of vintage scarves. Sarah sold a bunch of glassware.
Yeah.
Glassware?
Yeah.
Oh,
my glasses.
Did you bring those cool-ass glasses, the ones that you showed us? I want some of those. Can you make some specially for Kate?
Well, Kate. There might be a bag of nonsense that Fran has that is for you, and I might have snuck something in the bag.
Why have you
just
given
to be
me
clear,
a bag of
just
nonsense?
Just to be clear, I'm not responsible for the bag of nonsense. It was given to me by someone to give
to
you because you weren't there.
No.
So it's not me providing the bag of nonsense. As much as I do love a bag of nonsense.
Oh, no. What's in it? Oh, God.
It's all wrapped in newspaper, so I didn't ask.
I'm excited.
But, you know, I might have a sneak peek. But, no, there's a bag of nonsense for you that may or may not have one of Sarah's colour-changing heart glasses.
What?
Which were very popular. Not as popular as the strawberry glasses, though, which all went.
Strawberry glasses.
Every single one.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
So that's exciting.
Hey, Logan, she can do the pineapple ones.
I can. Do you want pineapple?
Yeah, I have a rabbit named Pineapple. I need pineapple glasses.
Dan, I'll make you some pineapple glasses.
I'm so excited.
We also, as per usual, in any downtime we had, managed to convince Sarah that she wants to come and have a stall with me at Armageddon and sell a bunch of nonsense there. So look out for that. Sarah and I are going to be, for the first time, not doing hair and makeup at a stall, just selling shit and talking shit. Just my favourite.
Sounds like a good day.
Can I come?
All right. So, what have we got? Before we pack it in for the evening, we do have to talk about the events we've got coming up this coming weekend. Because, boy howdy, we are split across the country.
We are.
Emma's going to be at Emma is going to be at Muscle Car Madness in Rangiora. So if you are wanting to get your hair and makeup done at Muscle Car Madness in Rangiora, check out our Facebook page. There's a link to her post for bookings and what have you, and we can answer any questions, or she can answer any questions about what spaces she's got available. And the other event that the team are going to be at, dun, 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 is the Beauty School Dropouts Cruise Martinborough Pinup Competition. So Sarah, do you want to give us the run? Because Nicole's not here. Because of course, I mean, the one week we're talking about the pageant that she's responsible for, she's away on holiday with her family. But because Sarah will be at Cruise Martinborough, do you want to give us a rundown of what's going on?
Okie dokie. So, Cruise Martinborough. Did I get that right, Nicole? Cruise Martinborough? I've been saying it backwards this whole time. I keep saying Martinborough Cruise and she keeps telling me off. So, the Beauty School Dropouts Miss Martinborough, Cruise Martinborough.
Fuck. Leave it in.
Here I am trying to be cool and I can't do it. So for the event, you want to be at the square in Martinborough around sort of 10:30, 10:45-ish. You want to come find the table, which is near the event caravan. And all you need to do is put your name down on the list and we'll get your photo taken. And the judging is done purely off the photos. So you don't have to walk on any stage. You don't have to strut your stuff in front of a whole mass of people watching and cheering. So it's really nice. It's just a little bit more low key. So it's a little bit less pressure, which is really cool. And then, so we judge the photos, and then around noon, I think is the, yeah, it's the cutoff time is around noon. And what are the information? Guess
the winner will be announced after that.
Yes, the winner will be announced after that. And so we have judges, will be myself and Madame Rue. Oh my god, I'm stumbling today. Fucking hell.
That's okay.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm a mess.
It's okay. It's post QMU. Everyone's a mess. Kate's a mess, and she didn't even come to the music.
So yeah, come on down and come say hi to us. Even if you don't want to have a go at it or don't want to have your photo taken or anything, still come down and say hi. Nicole will be there as well. We're very approachable and friendly. We love to talk.
It's a cool pageant, actually, and I really like the way that it's run because it is quite different to the others, and it is just, you know, a really good opportunity for people to have a crack at it if they're really, like, if they're feeling fantastic and they fucking love their outfit, but the idea of hopping up on a stage in front of people is mortifying, then this is absolutely the pageant for you.
This would be like something that Emma would do, right? Because she doesn't like being in a crowd. She doesn't really like photos either. Like,
I still think it would be
crowd.
Like pulling teeth getting Emma to do this one too. But
oh my god.
It's definitely more her speed.
To get Emma to do it, you'd have to sign her up, and then you'd have to like strategically try and get her to like walk past the car while the camera is taking the photo. All right. That's how you'd have to do it with Emma.
This is 2024. This is our plan, all right?
Emma, do not listen to this.
No.
Yeah. Block your ears.
Oh, my God. Emma, quick, walk past that car. Oh, that's so random.
But, But yes, no, it should be a really cool event. There's also, not to be self-important or anything, but there are some really cool sashes and some really great prizes. It's very exciting for us because it is the first pageant that we are, like, the for real sponsor of. So that's heaps of fun. And getting to, like, put together a really cool prize pack full of stuff that we know is going to be really useful no matter where you are in your sort of, like, pin-up hair and makeup styling journey. So, yeah, there's some cool bits and pieces. And the sashes are great because I made the sashes and they're great. You know, just quietly, they're excellent.
And we sparkly.
We love a good sash.
So sparkly.
But yes, so definitely go along and check that out if you're going to be in Martinborough. Even if you're not necessarily planning on being in Martinborough for the weekend, if you're within driving distance, definitely head along because the Martinborough Square is lovely, regardless of the event that's going on there. It's just a really nice place to visit. Aside from that, is there anything else we need to talk about?
Well, I guess you might, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but you're going to be in an event next weekend as well, aren't you?
Guys, I'm going to be at the first event that I haven't worked at in 9 years, just as a punter. And I almost went as a vendor when I inquired about it in September. And then no one got back to me at all, and I thought, oh fuck it, the rest of the team are busy off doing other things, I'll just take a weekend off. And then last night at 8:55 I got a message saying, hi Fran, I understand you're interested in training at our event. It's like, well, I was interested when I asked in September, but I'm not now. So I haven't had a response from that yet, but I was like a bit pissy because, like, Jesus Christ. But anyway, we're still going to go along and check it out. So I'm excited to go to my first event in 9 years that I don't have to work at.
It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. And a bunch of people keep asking me if I'm going to be there. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to be there as a punter, not as a vendor, though. And someone jumped in and said, oh, but you can still do my hair, though, then, right, if you're going to be there. And I just laughed. I was like, no. Like, not even a little bit. Like, I'm not even going to entertain the idea of that because I have settled on having a fucking weekend off and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Now, if you would like to get your hair and makeup done in Whanganui right next to the beach outside of Whangarei, let me know. I have no electricity. I won't have my kit, but I'm sure we can figure something out.
Well, have fun with that. You'll be so mad if there are any takers. You'll be so mad.
I haven't given my address, all right, where I'm staying. And no one will recognize me because I'm going to look like a troll, like we do when we do the pod. That's how, yeah, I'm going to look.
Well, God, I was thinking about that now that I'm, like, going to this event and thinking about, like, I'm not going to be under a gazebo all day. So I'm going to have to think about things like a parasol or a hat. And I've got a bunch of both of those things. But, like, I don't get dressed to go to things anymore. I just put on work clothes and I have, like, 3 beauty school dropouts coloured skirts and, like, 15 beauty school dropouts t-shirts. So anytime I have to go to an event, those are just what I wear. And I'm like, fuck, I've got to plan an outfit. It's been, like, a squillion years since I've actually had to, like, plan an outfit to go to an event that's, like, going to be sun smart, but also, like, you know, feel like real clothes.
I had that exact same thought today.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that's true of Martinborough too, because you guys are, like, there judging, not there styling.
Yeah, I'm not working, I'm judging. But, like, I thought about it. I was like, oh, I need to get my capris and my t-shirts washed. And then I was like, wait a sec. I'm not working, I'm judging.
You can wear whatever the fuck you want.
It means I can wear whatever I want. But do I have anything I want to wear?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It was like the other day when I was doing this photo shoot with Heidi. I was like, oh yeah, well, this is what I'm going to wear. And I tried everything on for this shoot and I was like, oh, this is terrible. So I was meeting her at 1 at the venue that we were shooting at. So I got up at 8 and instead of taking the time to, you know, chill out and do my hair and makeup and just put on whatever I had planned to wear, I panic made an 8-panel circle skirt with alternating colours to look a little bit like a circus because I have absolutely no fucking chill. So I've decided I'm not going to do that to myself ever again, but I may well just wear that skirt to thingy, what's it? It's just like looking at my wardrobe and hating everything in it. And it's like, this is ridiculous, Fran. You have so many fucking clothes. Like, this wardrobe bar is literally bending and it's going to drop any day. You don't need to make any new things for shit like this. But, you know, such is life. All right. So this would normally be our listener question section, but we are changing things up a little bit. So rather than having listener questions each week, we're going to be doing like a monthly help corner where we answer all of your questions in one go. Now, they can be about anything and everything, so please submit them via the contact form on our website, which is thebeautyschooldropouts.com, or slide into our DMs, or email us at thebeautyschooldropoutsnz@gmail.com. What we are going to do, though, is carry on with this hypothetical questions nonsense today, because it was slightly less intense ones, because I found a card game that is all just hypothetical would-you-rathers. Ooh. So I'm going to draw two cards and ask the gang one of those each week instead.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Our first hypothetical would-you-rather question from the Which One game that I found for $4.95 at Martha's Backyard, the American shop. So they might be terrible, but who knows? Would you rather bite your tongue every time you eat or get stuck in a cave with lions?
Oh no, this is horrible. Is the cave dark? Oh no, they can smell you. And cats can see in the dark.
It really matters. Fuck. Cats have much better eyesight than us.
Oh.
I'd take the cave and lions.
Yeah, because at least it would be over quicker, eh?
Yeah.
That's exactly my thought.
I would take the bite your tongue every time you eat. Because, I mean, you could bite it lightly, right? There's no, like, measure of how hard to bite your tongue.
Yeah, I suppose.
That's a technicality, but I'll take it.
Yeah. We'll let you have that one. All right. Well, if you have a question for the Beauty School Dropouts Monthly Help Corner, then feel free to submit them through the podcast page on our website, or via email to thebeautyschooldropoutsnz@gmail.com. We are everywhere this weekend with Emma at Muscle Car Madness and Sarah and Nicole at Cruise Martinborough. Kate is up in the wilderness and I'm getting to go to an event, guys. But yeah, so if you're heading to one of those two events that the other people will be at and not Kate and I, because fuck that. but yeah, so if you're heading to Muscle Car or Rangiora, make sure you stop by, say hey to the girls, and make sure that they're staying hydrated, because if those shows are anywhere near as sweaty as QMU was, they'll need it. And that is episode 59. We hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for all being amazing. Next week, we'll be talking about pageants, prizes, and managing expectations. But until then, remember, there's still plenty of summer to enjoy, so go out and make the most of it. We can get through this together, because a good hairdresser is cheaper than a therapist. Goodbye.
Bye.
Catch you later.
Swear to God, like, I'm just so fucking sweaty.
Are your knees weak? Arms are heavy? Is there vomit on your sweater already? Is it mum's spaghetti?
Oh my God, Kate.